Zorn, Zorn, the greatest father in all the land. Zorn, 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 we sing the praises of Zorn.
He's Zorn.
He is Zorn. Normally, on Monday, Eric Zorn comes up and we talk about whatever we feel like talking about with Eric Zorn. Yesterday, you and I couldn't do the show. We had a big meeting. So Eric Zorn said, but I've got things to talk about. You got to let me on. I got to be heard. Eric, how are you?
I'm here. It's as desperate as ever to have things to talk about.
Yes, absolutely. Now, we do a monthly segment with you where you read the best tweets of the month, and we didn't want listeners to go without those tweets, so you've been kind enough to come on today and share with us the best tweets of June of 2019.
These are the best tweets. Yeah, last week was a holiday week, and I thought that it just wouldn't be fair to people and during a holiday week to put such a treasured feature on during a holiday week. So we postponed it till today, and I think that's fair. Yeah, these are the top 10 tweets of June 2019. As you know, I do this contest every week online where I ask readers to pick their favorite tweets. I curate them and then ask them to vote. And then I take all the finalists and I say, well, I'm going to choose my favorites because sometimes readers have like terrible taste. even my readers. No, I'm not. But these are my favorite tweets from the month of June, and I'm going to just read them, and then they're online, and Jasmine will link to them and where the attributions are.
All right, that's
so
fair.
Okay. Here we go. First one is, I hate to break this to you, but if you just bang on the drum all day, eventually, it will start to feel like work.
That's very funny.
That's good. Did Todd Rundgren submit that?
No, that was from Melvin of York.
It was?
I don't know who Melvin is, but...
That was great.
Fox News has done to our parents what our parents thought video games would do to us.
Very funny.
Here's a short one. His last words were, quote, "You seem upset."
I don't know if I get that.
It's subtle.
Can you explain it to us?
Too subtle to explain.
Oh, okay. Your first day in prison, go up to the biggest guy there and do not admit that you got caught by a cowardly talking dog and a group of kids who say jinkies.
I love a thinly veiled Scooby-Doo reference.
No, it's not even very thinly veiled, but very true. You know, you can imagine what would have happened to those bad guys when they went to prison.
Sure,
and they found out that they would be caught by the Scooby-Doo gang. Now, this next quote is in the voice of my mom as a 911 operator. Well, that wasn't very smart, now was it?
That's good.
I like that. This one. I disagree with Jessica Biel about vaccinations, but she still remains my number one source for all other medical information. Eating Triscuits always feels like I'm chewing very small wicker lawn furniture while a family of dolls in beach outfits stares at me in horror.
That one's more true than it is funny.
Yes.
That one's 100% accurate.
And I had a Triscuit yesterday, and
so
that
you
is,
know,
yeah,
it's wickery.
It's wickery.
Yeah. Still tasty.
Yep.
Let's face it, we've all lied or cheated or held a bank manager hostage. It doesn't make us bad people.
Good.
The chicken crossed the road for the same reason everyone else does, to avoid running into someone it knew.
Good.
Okay. All right. And the last one is, when I run into an old friend and I have no idea what they've been up to, I just say, I love your podcast.
Oh.
I haven't been wrong yet.
Very good. All right, let's go back to the one that caused Wendy some concern. You got it now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. You can repeat it, though.
His last words were, quote, "You seem upset."
You're right.
And so this indicates that the person who seemed upset was so upset that he killed that person.
Right, I got it. It just took me a minute.
Yes.
Some of these were digestible.
Yes.
I needed a second to let them sink in.
So true.
And generally, that's in a domestic context, I would say.
I would imagine.
That's a very bad line to use in an argument with your partner.
So. Yep. Eric, our plan was at some point today to talk about Ross Perot, who died earlier today. We got word that Ross Perot had died. Anything you'd like to say about him?
No, one of the things that's interesting about that whole story is that you know, the conventional wisdom is that he won the 1992 election for Bill Clinton by taking away a bunch of votes from Bush.
Yeah.
Bush Senior, not the elder Bush.
Yeah.
But then I've read some alternative histories where they talk about the fact when you polled Perot voters, that a lot of them were actually Democrats, that these were people that he really had this strange bipartisan appeal, and that it's not at all clear that if he hadn't been in the race that Clinton would have lost. That's the only thing that when I think of Perot, obviously I think of those debates and his populist appeal. And in some ways it does seem like maybe he presaged the arrival of Donald Trump, because he was clearly not qualified to be president. He was this kind of loose cannon who spoke, you know, quote unquote truths, and really was zigging when everyone else was zagging, and was a promised to be a really disruptive force. And so when you have someone like that, that appealed to, I think, what did he get end up getting? 19% of the vote?
Yeah, he did pretty well.
But I think that really was, he was Trump before Trump was Trump. He didn't quite have the political skills, and he seemed kind of deranged in some ways that maybe didn't work for him. But and also, I think, going outside of conventional parties, he ran as an independent candidate, or he had his own party, right?
Mm-hmm.
If he had stayed in one of the parties, he could have been Trump before Trump was Trump, because he has that kind of, that populist appeal, that I'm going to break everything, and everything is bad, all these politicians are terrible, and I know how to fix things. He had that sort of appeal. So a really interesting character.
Do you remember, whenever I think about him, I think about this feud he had with John McCain, and I don't know the origins of it, but I know from time to time he would take a shot at John McCain, and from time to time John McCain would take a shot at him. But I don't know where that stemmed from. Do you?
I don't, but I do remember that there was something very strange during that election season where he dropped out of the race for a while, because it was something to do with his daughter's wedding, and he was saying that people were after him, and he's had this sort of paranoid streak to him. And I can't remember if that was related to the McCain feud or what, but certainly McCain had the ability to get under people's skin.
Yeah,
clearly, because he and, you know, Trump still speaks ill of him.
Yeah,
it's very strange. He's been dead for more than a year, and Trump still trashes him.
Yeah,
so I don't know, but really, a very interesting guy. And
In honor of Atros Perot, I will be making some charts and graphs today memorialize him.
Oh, that's
yes.
Very nice of you.
And I will be making a giant sucking sound.
I'm nicer than you, Eric.
Just a little nicer. Eric, thank you for spending time with us. We look forward to seeing you again on Monday.
We'll see you on Monday. Thanks, guys.
That's Eric Zorn of the Chicago Tribune. That's who that is. We'll take a break and then more show.